If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
Esteemed host, Jim Fisher.
The chaps would be great because I can take shits. Pisses too, because pisses will be deflected down on toward my feet.
And Tyler Fox.
Stupidest fucking conversation.
That's what I'm doing later today, man.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 271 of Suplex City Limits, recorded June 20th, 2020. Don't y'all be calling up my exes. It's your boy, the King of Bog Style, Jim Vicious. And the worst thing he's ever done to a woman was wipe her shit on her own bathroom towels. My co-host.
It's so true. Because it did happen.
I mean, it was her shit. It's not like you wiped your own shit.
No, I mean, you should clean your bum first. That's what you should do. But I'm Tyler Fudge, yeah. And yes, she asked it. She asked me to do that. So,
Jim, she asked me to do it. Vicious. Oh boy.
Oh no, we're off to a rocky start, Jim.
Well, you waited for it. The guy, people on Twitter were like, I can't wait to hear that. Oh, what do you think you're gonna get? Two stoner dipshits. Suplex City Limits, available for listener where fine podcasts are found. For now, you can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting it by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. You can also donate on our Patreon. Get yourself a shout out. Like bad motherfuckers. Scalding Chris Spalding. How about that? Change it up.
It's great. I actually like that.
Evil Evan. C Money. Scotty the Body. Scotty doesn't know.
Don't tell Scotty.
Yeah, don't tell Scotty. The original, the only fucking Mizcast, Lord LPH, Sean Patrick Hamilton, if I were gay and marry Terry Ansel, if he'd have me, which, if you know, it's like Terry Ansel, he's an in shape, healthy eating motherfucker. He sent me this diet. He's like, check this out, you fat fuck. And it's just no fucking way I could do it.
No, hey, no. Was it lentils?
Terry
kale,
Ansel's out of my league.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I don't know why you're striving for that, Jim, but you should put your bar lower.
We'll see. Okay. Caleb, you should see the size of his Oregon Field, Morgan Field, B Rad Brad, Lucas Gucci Balducci, Plain Vanilla, Martin Corns, our friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out everywhere podcasts are found. Mike the Miz Guy Norris. Kick ass Keith Martin, the Riceroni Jabroni Tyloney, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. This week on the show, kind of a slow week. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, I don't know what the main isn't the main news story a WWE COVID case? No?
Something like that. This week on the show, we'll talk all of the news of the week. We got a top three. We'll take a look back at the Wednesday Night Wars. Some people don't like that term, but we'll call it that.
Smoke a beer for the working man.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let's get into this shit, as we do every week, with the top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. We have agreed on two of them. One you didn't tell me what it is. So why don't you start there?
You want me to start there? I don't feel like I should. I feel like we should start with what you know, and I'm going to surprise you with my final one. How about that? How about that? You okay, okay. with that? Yeah.
No, we've never done this before.
We haven't. But we haven't. I'm saving it for last for a reason.
Ishii versus Desperado from New Japan World Cup.
New Japan is back, and I'm so happy.
Dude. Yeah, they came back and immediately did what they always do and overwhelm me with shows. Like, hey, I want a show. Hey, do you want another show? How about another? Do you want a third show? Like, dude, how am I going to watch all these shows?
These guys, calm the fuck down.
They're just sitting there like sneaking up behind you and like shoving wrestling shows in your pockets and shit.
Taking your money. Taking 10 bucks.
You get home later and you're like, you know, take your keys out. You're like, what the fuck is this? Another wrestling show?
Why is Takahashi in my pocket?
God damn it.
God.
But yeah, this was a great match. Just all the matches I watched from New Japan this week were pretty much just stand there, beat the fuck out of each other for 5-10 minutes, move to the submissions. You know, it was just, it was still awesome though.
It is, you know, it's a great change of pace from what we've been seeing over the last, what, since March? Because since March, all we've really seen on this show is AEW and NXT for the most part. You know, NXT has fallen to this damn near unwatchable level for me. It's evident that it's more and more like WWE every week. And AEW, while being, you know, my favorite product right now, it's no New Japan. You know, it's no New Japan.
Tremendous match. I love Ishii's got the little pencil gray fucking beard and stash thing going on.
You get him in a suit and sunglasses and he just looks like he'll murder your family.
He looks like the kind of dudes I fight on fucking Yakuza. Kiwami. I started playing that. But yeah, tremendous match. I don't know much else to say about it.
Ishii goes over. Desperado played, you know, it's good influence of the junior heavyweights into the fold. Where you got El Desperado, who is a junior heavyweight by name, but is bigger than Ishii. You know what I mean? Taller than Ishii. So it's kind of a nice change of pace where it's like, oh, yeah, I expected the junior heavyweight to just get his ass beat, but in this case, he's not. He's even making fun of that. He's bigger than Ishii. So I really liked it.
Yeah, very good. Moving on from there, we had the match that I had looked at on the original bracket says, you know, put a circle around. Minoru Suzuki versus Yuji Nagata.
Yeah.
Coming into it, it was great. I love that they mentioned that they're 5-5 all time in one-on-one matches. Like, instantly. I mean, it's already in the cup, so there's that. But that added another layer of interest to me. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right.
It makes the match more personal in a way.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the English commentary of this match. I was having a hard time finding the English commentary of it. My months away from New Japan World has made me not very good at navigating it.
Oh man, it's there. Yeah, I watched it on there.
Oh, I'm sure you did because I watched Ishii and El Desperado. No, I didn't. I watched Ishii and El Desperado in English, but I didn't see Suzuki and Nagata. I couldn't find that one. Mm-hmm. But either way, the match was still dope as fuck. I didn't need no English commentary to show me that Nagata and Suzuki are beating the shit out of each other. Come on.
That match starts, and they just beat the shit out of each other for, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Jesus, I think it was more like 15.
Both of these guys being over 50 years old doesn't matter. These guys could do a match like this into their 60s.
Yeah. Yeah, they can. Suzuki has added years on his career by just being strong style. You know what I mean? That's weird to say because, like, Misawa, he took years off of his life by being strong style.
Yeah. Imagine in a shoot situation, right? You fucking haul off on this Japanese dude. You know, you give it everything you can into the face and he just fucking turns around with his crazy ass hair and crazy eyes and just laughs at you.
Right? Like, that's the whole reason why I wanted to play Yakuza is because I want to find Suzuki in Yakuza 6 and hopefully he's just the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah, but you got to make it through all the other Yakuza's first.
Right, I know, and it's so long and cumbersome because they're the exact same game over and over again. But, Jim, when Chris Jericho, this is how I know wrestling's fake, okay? When Chris Jericho called out the baddest man on the planet and Minoru Suzuki didn't come down to the ring, that's when I know wrestling's fake.
That's true. How fucking great would that have been?
Oh, dude. Come on. That song would play and I'd just lose my goddamn mind.
I'm going to learn that fucking, I'm going to learn how to play that this weekend.
You should, because that, when the crowd starts chanting along with it as he's getting into the ring, it gives me goosebumps every fucking time I listen to it.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It is the fucking best. But yeah, that'll be already 3/4 of the way to that Bon Jovi song, because it's like once you notice that riff is the same as almost the same as that Bon Jovi song.
Which Bon Jovi song?
It's ruined forever.
Which Bon Jovi song? There's so many of them.
Shot to the heart, you're to blame. Whatever.
Okay. I gotta look for it.
It's the same. It's like the same riff, really.
Okay, I got
you. Obviously, this is way better.
Way better.
Really, for me, you know me with Matt, long matches, a little long for me, but still a tremendous match. And I was genuinely surprised and popped when Nagata won.
Yeah, I agree. And I heard rumblings that this might be like Nagata's last tournament in New Japan. So yeah. I expect them to give him a couple wins. But I can't see him going further than the next round.
Fucking Yuji Nagata. This man has been added. To put it into perspective, I was playing through WCW Revenge recently.
He's in that.
Going through and, you know, where you get through the belts and become champions. And they made Nagata my U.S. champion.
Nice.
And I was just thinking about how fucking long ago that was, you know.
Well, like,
this guy's got a hell of a career.
We're in the Federation arc in WCW Nagata's, I believe, on our next show, Fall Brawl, WCW Fall Brawl. Well, not our next show. Our next show is like whatever. But he's on Fall Brawl. So 97. That's 1997. Unlike, that was a long time ago.
Unlike all y'all's boy Undertaker, they actually have had the careers of the same length, and their matches are still fucking awesome.
Yeah.
After 50.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Unlike your fucking boy.
Yeah, unlike your... Let's look at it this way, though. From, like, what, 1996 to, let's say, 2005, Undertaker wasn't really taking care of himself. He was pudgy and shit.
Yeah.
I imagine that's why.
Both of these guys also did real fights. So,
yeah, that's true.
Nagata, let's not talk about him doing real fights.
Wait, what are you alluding to?
Oh, the match where Nagata, he got kind of fucked into this MMA match and just got smashed.
Oh, did he?
I forget who he got smashed by.
So he got Alberto Del Rio.
It really ruined him, as you know, because he was the big Japanese fucking wrestling star, and he went in there and he got his ass fucking handed to him.
Yeah.
You know? So that's not a good idea. That's why you don't actually put wrestlers in MMA shit.
Yeah, CM Punk.
That shit's almost as dumb as the Brawl for All. Might be dumber than the Brawl for All. When they used to do that shit in Japan.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, it is true, though. Yeah. When you take it, it's a wrestling show with actual shoot matches. It's stupid. It is.
Yeah, it's stupid. Nobody else. What else you got, dude?
Okay.
No way this lives up to whatever the hype.
The reason why I wanted it last, and the reason why I didn't want to tell you, is I knew that you would disregard it. I'm going to say that Randy Orton.
You're not
going
to say it.
I am. I didn't want to tell you beforehand because I knew it would get kiboshed.
I forgot about that. I even forgot it was a fucking thing.
No. Is it the greatest match ever? No. Not even handy.
was the greatest WWE match this week. It wasn't the best WWE match of that week. Daniel Bryan and fucking AJ Styles was a better match than that.
You can say that. I did enjoy. I thought it was probably like the best Randy Orton match I've ever seen, because that's not that big of a praise. But no, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Yeah.
That's it?
I like the story.
I was like going to let you make your argument. You're like,
I got no.
Enjoyed it. And, I enjoyed it.
No, yeah.
I don't know before I dismantle it.
Oh, I know you're going to dismantle it. I'm not even going to bother changing your mind and dismantling it. I'm just saying that I would feel. And I wouldn't feel right about myself if I picked another match over that one. I just don't.
Well, there you go. I did not watch this match. I didn't, however, see clips, however. And I fast-forwarded kind of around through it. The greatest wrestling match, I mean, we don't even have to argue that, right? I mean, obviously the greatest wrestling match of all time does not have editing in it.
Yes,
it does not have fake crowd sounds in it.
No.
No, what other bullshit was I going to complain about in that thing? I didn't take notes, but I don't know. The fact that it is like fake crowd noise and fake sound effects, dude.
Yeah.
Sound effects. Yeah.
But what else was in our top three around WrestleMania? AJ Styles and Undertaker. There's fake noises in that. You know what I mean? That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm not going to look at it that way just because we had AJ Styles and The Undertaker in a top three before. It wasn't so much of a cinematic piece as what that was. There was only like a couple stupid instances where they did like camera angles from the floor and stuff looking up at the wrestlers, but disregarding that aside, that was stupid.
The fake crowd sound is enough to, I mean, that's just unforgivable for me.
I knew it was happening, but it didn't, ruin my experience for it. It was pretty shitty when they would cut to the crowd and there was like two people cheering and there was this robust noise. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, to each their own. With anything on this stuff, it's like, I will never say anybody's wrong for like wrestling. There's a lot of that. Way too much of, like, I don't care what you like, you know? No. So yeah,
now cool. What I am interested in though, because I went out to do this as more of a joke towards you, right? That's the reason why I wouldn't tell you. It's the reason why, you know, yeah. I wanted to get your goat because I knew this was going to bother you. Now, what do you have anything that you would replace it with though? Cause like obviously putting this in needs some sort of asterisk.
Oh, no, you can put it in.
Yeah, no, I'm going to, but it's an asterisk because it's only one of us, not two of us agree now.
I guess I didn't really think about it. I mean, they're probably, I don't know, the sex gods and best friends.
It was a good match.
I didn't watch enough of it to qualify.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I did fast forward around and shit, and I saw, to me, it looked like a lot of fucking selling. It looked like something that old timers would jack off to, you know. I saw like Undertaker was, it almost brought me to tears. Everything brings you to tears now, dude. You're like, fucks up with that
you've
guy.
You've got glaucoma. There's water in your eyes.
He's just always crying and shit. He's one of those guys who he spent so long like trying to be tough and shit, you know, that he's just fucking like Ric Flair, right?
Yeah,
Ric Flair will just weep openly at the thought of anything. It doesn't even matter. Undertaker's like that. But it just seemed like an old-timey match, you know, for those guys. But then it had all the dumb shit in there, too, so I didn't like it. I'd pick a variety of matches over it. Pretty much like that or the opening tag on AEW.
Revival and Butcher and Blade.
Or I'm sure there's plenty of New Japan matches.
No, it wasn't Revival and the Butcher and the Blade, was it? Yeah, it was. Was it?
I don't think it was. Not this week. You're thinking about last week.
What was it this week?
Maybe you watched last week's again this week.
Right? That would be fucking fantastic.
There you go. That's the SCL top three for the week. Get Randy Orton his first and very likely only match in the top three.
You mean, like, we've
certainly
added,
his first.
We've added a lot of different people over the last couple weeks to the top three just because of lack of options out there. But no, Randy Orton is definitely one that's never made it before.
Well, dude, Will Ospreay somehow, quietly, I didn't even realize it, somehow became the leader of the top threes for all time.
Yes.
And, you know, he hasn't had a match since, I don't know when.
Well, let me give you a little live update of just Will Ospreay's lack of matches and where he stands right now in the all-time leaderboards list, because I keep a running tally of this. I am the SCL statistician. So, right now...
Well, we got to give a shout-out. Hold on. We need to give a shout-out to yes. Boy Superman.
You mean I can't Superman take all of the credit?
He made that thing.
He did.
And then you kept it up.
Yes, that's very true. I've kept it up only since, I don't know, like a year or so, maybe? This runs maybe. For like three anyway, years. Will Ospreay has 32 top 3/top 5 mentions. He only has one from this year, where Kenny Omega has 32. So they are tied because of
and he's got how many this year?
7.
What?
Yeah.
Tagging with Paige, I suppose.
Yeah, huh? That's exactly what it is. Tagging with Paige, Stadium Stampede. Right? It's...
Oh, yeah. So Stadium Stampede, you need to go in there and give it to 10 people?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit. That's dedication.
It is. It is. Like, if you look at it, there's even every episode that they've appeared on it. Right? So I can tell you that Kenny Omega was 269, 267, 265, 255 times 2, 252, 249, 244.
Oh, yeah, I remember when he had 2 matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 matches in the top 3. That's fucking stud.
It was Double or Nothing and an episode of Dynamite, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, there you go.
But right. But think about it this way. Now, it's very weird to look at it. Okay, so third is the Young Bucks at 27. Fourth is Kota Ibushi. 5 is Okada. Yeah. 6, Cody Rhodes, and 7, Ishii.
What the fuck?
It's such an eclectic group. Then it's Pentagon, Pete Dunne, Johnny Gargano, Naito, Kyle O'Reilly of all people, Rey Fénix, Tanahashi, Marty Scurll. We can't name Marty Scurll anymore, can we? Is that a thing? Does he have to become redacted now in our top 3?
When is the last time Marty Scurll was in the top 3, though? Holy fuck. The
last time? Episode 182.
182. Holy shit. Almost 100 episodes. That's 2 years.
He hasn't had a top 3 match as per our liking since 2018.
Yeah.
And he's still in the top.
Well, what's he doing? You know, that's the thing. It's like, what is he even doing? Ring of Honor hasn't done anything, I guess, this year.
No. But yeah. That's an update on the top 3.
He's still that far up, and he hasn't had one in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to think of. And our lowest ones are, like, guys like Rhea Ripley, Drake Maverick. Nakamura has one.
Guys like Rhea Ripley.
I'm sorry. Nakamura has one. Akira Tozawa.
Guys like Shayna Baszler.
She has one. Then, like, there's guys like... Carlos Murciwawa. I don't even know who it is. Lamach. These are all, I'm
who
assuming,
the fuck is that?
Randoms from Lucha Underground that were in some kind of match.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah. You said they've been doing that where they turn male wrestlers into female wrestlers?
What?
It's like some kind of a filter?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I've been seeing those pictures, yeah.
Yeah, first off, I want someone to run Shayna Baszler through that thing. secondly, have you seen any that you would fuck? Did you see the Captain Kirk one?
Captain Kirk.
Where William Shatner looks like a fuckable version of what's that drug addict bitch? Lindsay Lohan.
Really?
He looks like a hotter Lindsay Lohan. Mm. It's very disturbing. Brock Lesnar one looks exactly like his actual daughter, which is really weird. You've seen Brock Lesnar's daughter.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It looks exactly like her. You may, like, you could put that in the picture frames around his house and nobody would notice. Yeah, did any catch your eye? Any that you'd...
None, like, right offhand. Like, but if I, right, I gotta look this up now just to see one now, just to see if the rest. How would I search that?
I have no idea.
Wrestling looks like girl.
Like wrestlers as women.
Wrestlers as women. I feel like that's gonna flag my Google. Wrestlers that look like women.
No,
I get China. I got them. That's what I get. It's literally images of China.
We should have planned ahead and went through. I didn't look too closely. I mean, I saw a few, but none of them I was like, yeah, fuck. Well, I saw the NFL quarterbacks one, and there was a couple of good-looking ones in there.
I've seen a couple good-looking ones. I can't tell you if they were wrestlers, though. I feel like one of them was a buddy of mine that did it.
Like, God damn, it's really fucking with me though. Yeah. Really making me question my sexuality. But no less. Moving on from the top three, I guess before we get into the news, may as well talk about everything else that has happened here.
I suppose.
Do you have anything else to talk about? Fucking WWE steroid backrash?
Steroid backrash. No, I don't think so. I didn't watch anything else on the show.
That's also what they call it in Japan, backrash.
Backrash. isn't that a real game? No, backrash. Isn't backrash an actual game?
Backrack.
Is backrack.
But yeah, I didn't watch it. I don't really remember any of the stuff that happened on there.
No, well,
so I just read the results
on AEW Dynamite or NXT or Backlash. Backrash.
No, fucking yeah, Backrash.
Backrash. There was nothing else of prominence. You know, you had a Jeff Hardy Sheamus match. You had some more fucking matches nobody gives a shit about. I didn't. Watch the rest of the show.
Jeff Hardy lost, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? Jeff Hardy redemption, lost to Sheamus.
No redemption for you, Jeff Hardy. No redemption for you, Jeff Hardy. It. Sorry.
Yeah. But no less. So fuck that show. AEW, I thought, you know, Britt Baker, really, I'm fully into it now.
Oh, yeah. She's
tremendous. Send in letters, send in notes over to Tony on the string. Clothesline. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's
fucking amazing.
When we were all saying that the women's division needs something, I didn't imagine it was this, but hey, it is. That's what it needed. Yeah. Needed a shot in the arm. Now I'm okay with Britt Baker being on TV. She has something great to offer. So fuck yeah.
Yeah. Very good. I love all the shit with Tony later on. And, you know, the thing with Swole driving her away was like doing a WWE like reference to, I don't know how to feel about shit like that, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, it takes you out of it a little bit, but at the same time, how else were you going to get Britt Baker into a garbage can?
Yeah. I thought everything else that she did on the show was tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, Reba angry in the dumpster with a fucking banana peel on her head, like really well done. So,
and let's not forget that AEW has been able to have Rebel on their TV week after week and nobody has said a fucking word. Nobody has bitched. Nobody has complained. She stunk up every show she was on in Impact. She is one of the most garbage female wrestlers I have ever seen in my life. But as Reba, the personal trainer, fuck yes.
Yeah. I'm
down.
Yeah, she's also not wrestling, so that helps.
She's also, yes.
You know, I'm telling you, if she had matches on Dynamite every week, you'd be 100% there. I would be
very upset. But just the fact that, like, nobody's been like, why the fuck is she here?
Yeah. That's a good question.
I think she's the masseuse, actually.
SCL, Jim Vicious Hottie of the Week, Anna J.
Anna fucking J. She's so pretty.
How hot is that chick?
Well, I just said it, man. I gave her the most ultimate compliment. She's so pretty.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying this week is yep. She's very pretty. She's so pretty. I would like to take her out on a consensual date.
And save her and, from Mr. Brody know, pay, Lee, who I feel would pay ruin for her
everything
for me.
And not try to kiss her at the end of the night.
Yeah. Oh, I will present her with a lawyered document in attempts to kiss her.
But yeah, she's really hot. what the Amadon?
Oh,
which
yes.
I remember seeing this chick on her on Dark.
Yeah,
and I was like, that's a cool gimmick and shit, but she's not very good at all.
Well, I mean, she's wrestled for like a year or two. She's not that good, but the gimmick itself is fantastic. Yeah. I'm all for the gimmick.
It's funny that the difference between the two like main feds is AEW will sign this girl even though she's not very good. NXT, they would just steal the gimmick and give it to somebody else. 1,000%. You know they would.
Yeah. Yeah.
They stole so many people's gimmicks already in NXT that that's what they do in there.
Yeah.
They would just take the gimmick and give it to some chick and it'd be it. They'd give it to like fucking Tira Conti or something, whatever fucking name.
Yeah, no, she's not there no more though. So she will be in this new Bex virtual basement video game, which is weird. That indie video game. Have you seen that virtual basement?
Virtual basement.
Yeah, it's a wrestling game with a bunch of indie wrestlers. Like Brian Cage is going to be in it. Willie the Mac. What I've seen so far, they look like great 3D modelings. Ty and Eric Conti is going to be in it. There's a bunch more. Don't let that fool you, but there's a bunch more. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that.
Hey, I'm like next level, as far as the standards of this show go. I'm completely out of my brain right now. Yeah. Just to let the record show.
I don't judge me.
I'm having to like struggle to have the energy to talk. I'm just like, I don't even want to do
it. I've got a string attached to my jaw, so I don't know about you.
String attached to your jaw?
Like I'm moving it with my hand. I'm so never mind. Never mind.
no less. AEW Dark results scrolling on the screen.
That was great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Other little notes I had. Kenny Omega tagging in from the dead center of the ring. That bothered me. That irritated me. Not to be an old man, but
can you explain
from the middle.
How did he tag in from the middle? I just like, never caught it.
He's in the perfect middle between the posts. You know? And I think on the other side of the ring, not even the side he was originally standing on. He's standing on the other side of the ring, perfectly, halfway down the fucking ring.
I was thinking of that he was in the ring and he tagged from the middle. No, that's where I was getting confused. Feet. Okay.
He's 10 feet on either side from the fucking corner.
That's pretty bad. The Revival should have come out and shook him.
They should have. I mean, that would be a cheesy thing, probably. I guess I wouldn't want to ruin it, where they come out and try to enforce the rules of tag wrestling, but maybe there's something there.
Maybe.
No less. I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think of this whole Alley thing? Where she's with QT Marshall.
It sucks. And it was never explained. She's the bunny one week, then all of a sudden she's with him. And
okay, Jim.
I hate that angle.
I don't give a fuck about Allie anymore. That was just a stock question to get me to find another topic, and I found that other topic because I think I missed our other top three match. Cody versus Ricky Starks?
Oh, what about it?
Yeah, what did you think about that? I was a big fan of that match.
Yeah, that was a good match. That could have been on the top three.
That's what I mean. It could have been.
Yeah, I was so lost. Okay. This is going to be a shitty. I told everyone all week on this is going to be the greatest. Every episode is the greatest episode of the show because we say it is. I didn't think. I mean, Ricky Starks, I thought he was really good in the ring. I was impressed by his shit, but like as far as his look in that video, he didn't come off as cool to me or tough or.
I get that. I like the promo.
How do I even say? Sometimes I just want to say stuff, and I feel like I can't or I shouldn't.
Why?
I don't know. And I don't mean it in an insulting way, because obviously, if you know anything about me, I'm on the complete opposite side. Oh, he just came off gay to me. Like, he came off like, is this dude gay? Honestly.
I got you.
That was my first question. I was like, is this dude gay? And that's not an insult. That's just... Nope. I was just like, isn't, because... But I thought his shit was pretty good. His match was great. I guess they signed him, so that's cool.
Yeah,
he's skinny, you know. I don't know if he can. I don't know.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I don't really care. Look at Orange Cassidy's a fucking twig.
That's true,
right?
I was really impressed by the shit he did in the match. All of it looked good. There wasn't, you know, sloppy shit. He looks, you know, knows what he's doing. So yeah, that's
the
cool.
The character needs a little bit of a freshening up. It might have been a great character while he was in NWA because
it's an indie character.
Yeah. In NWA, everybody's doing these throwback, you know, characters, and then you got Ricky Starks being, you know, the young guy. It kind of worked there, but I think in a more down to modern, you know, more modernized promotion, he might get lost in the shuffle with that. But I mean, his work is more than enough to keep him there. He's a great worker, but I mean, the character is a little lacking. I agree.
Yeah. Other things from that, from the show, I want to point out that I think Joey Janela being on a tag team with the Concrete Rose is fucking awesome.
Yes, I agree.
I am here for that. Maybe that's the perfect spot for Joey Janela. But I love this tag team, and I hope that they actually do something with them because it's too. Super fun.
Well, you know what? There's a spot opened up in the tag team division. So
that's true, right?
Yes.
Sabian's probably like, fuck yeah, dude.
Jimmy Havoc's been hitting on my wife or my girlfriend.
It's like, hey, you know, this guy who is, you know, I'm not a huge Kip Sabian guy, but whatever. He's got a great look. He's in perfect shape. He's got a hot ass chick with him. He's good on the mic. He's got all these things. And like, hey, we're going to put this guy who wears a fucking t-shirt with you and, I mean, you know, Jimmy Havoc, man. It's what I'm not a disrespect the guy, but he's not great. If I'm Kip Sabian, I don't want him attached to me, and I don't want to tag up with him. I want to fucking do my shit.
You know? I agree. He is, in my opinion, he is the Marty Jannetty of the group. Jimmy Havoc.
He would definitely
hold down Kip Sabian, not vice versa.
I think that's an insult to Marty Jannetty. don't insult Marty like that.
Oh no, they're both pieces of shit. So, I mean,
I still have a soft spot for Marty Jannetty for some reason.
Just because you know he's fucking he's a simpleton. Something wrong.
I don't know. He just seems like a fucking I mean. Like when he tries to explain Sheik stories, fuck Marty.
He means well.
I guess. I don't really have much else on AEW.
No.
You know, they're continuing that FTR and Bucks shit. That's going to be good. I'm actually enjoying everything, and I'm looking forward to Fyter Fest having kick-ass pay-per-view quality matches on television for 2 weeks in a row. Like, that's going to be dope.
Yeah. Yeah, I it's going to be a good couple weeks of wrestling, and I can't wait.
Good fucking time, boys.
Good fucking time.
So yeah, do you have anything about NXT? It's a lot of three way stuff coming up.
Not gonna lie, didn't watch it. There was Backlash.
Didn't watch it either.
And there was New Japan. I decided to watch that very long match on Backlash. And I was like, okay, well, I'm done with WWE now. and I moved to New Japan for the rest of the week. So, fuck you, and
well, yeah, you could see. Well, you could see it coming this whole time.
Oh yeah,
we're like getting like less and less in NXT, and then they had that a pay per view. It was like, so. Yep. All right. Well, moving on.
Moving on.
I guess that's all I have from the week in wrestling. So yeah. We might as well get into a headline filled week on the news.
This week in the news, David Starr opens a floodgate and NXT Stalker strikes again. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to me. David, of all people to start this whole thing, David fucking Starr.
I know.
Of course, right?
But you know what? Like, you look at his Twitter, man, like, the most argumentative motherfucker, like, opinion on everything. David Starr.
He's like all the things that I would suggest you be on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you are in a public, you know, like I was said, man, I always argue about this with Mike Boudet from the Sword and Scale, which, you know, he's on Twitter and he has his own, but he's on the fucking show page and he will just say crazy shit. I'm like, what are you fucking doing, dude? You know, and it's a crazy, it's like political shit and stuff. I'm like, you have your own Twitter, go there and do it. Like, you do it on the show, and it's, I don't know if he's bored and he just enjoys the bullshit of it. But anyway, why would you do that? Like, I have my own Twitter. I don't advertise it anywhere. It's, you know, and that's where I bitch about things that are divisive.
Yeah.
Why not just do it there?
Yeah.
But this guy would do that shit all the fucking time. And it's like, whatever. So he gets taken. What are the accusations? I don't know. I couldn't keep up with all the accusations against all the different people.
There's way too many. It's crazy. David Starr was accused. I don't really know, but I haven't read exactly what he's accused for, but from what I gathered, it's something he did to her that she didn't want him to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. His is bad. Yeah. Those accusations are definitely bad.
Yeah. And his reaction to it made it worse by basically,
of course he's a cunt.
By basically saying, I've made my peace with it, and I hope you have too. And it's like, motherfucker, man, that's not right.
Well, what are the, hold on, dude. We can't just fucking go with, I mean, what are the allegations against this motherfucker?
That's basically what it is, right? That's from what I read.
She didn't say what it was? I mean, she's saying he raped her.
I think it's, I don't know. I'm not no expert on this.
Oh, it is rape. No,
I'm not going to pretend I am. Because I'm pretty sure that he did something to her that she didn't want him to do.
I know a rape expert. We'll have him on next week. Okay, hold on. Calling it a gray rape. What?
I don't know. I don't know what gray, I'm not up on
it. David Starr was a, all right, well, I got it. David Starr was accused of rape by a woman, then later apologized, calling it a gray rape. That's, he really did that, and then he deleted it, I guess.
Well, he deleted his whole Twitter, too. So.
Why don't these stories actually have the shit? That's fucking funny. So his actually is, you know, sexual abuse.
Yes.
But
there are some that are just, it ranges. You know, some are sexual abuse. Some are just, you know, being pieces of shit and manipulative, which in the case of I the story that I heard about Jimmy Havoc was just that he's just a piece of shit and he was just, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So let's move. That's one thing I wanted to talk about with this is there is, how do you even, I'm really big. There is the ones that are legitimate accusations. Hey, and I there are so many I can't even keep track anymore. Yeah. But there were ones that I read where he groped me, he cornered me, and he fucking put his hand on my pants or put his hand up my shirt or just straight up rape accusations. This guy raped me. I was fucking passed out. I woke up. He was on top of me. Shit. And I can't even, like I said, I don't remember who's who on all this shit. Okay, those are valid accusations, and that is a valid thing that we should be worried about. But then I saw other ones that were like this one of the things against Legero, which I think there are other ones that are fucked up. But anyway, this one chick's was, he was a bad boyfriend. You know, that's really yeah. all it was, is she had a boyfriend that she should have broke up with. You know, yeah. she's like, I dated him for 4 years, and for 4 years he cheated on me and stuff. And that with my, you know, that made me feel this. He break up with him. What the fuck are yeah. you talking about? You dated him for 4 years. Yeah. He cheated on you a bunch. Like, he's a shithead. You yeah. break up with him.
Yeah.
So it's a different thing. Rape is a different thing from, oh, when I dated him, he was shitty. Dude, women you used to date who you don't date anymore, they're probably not going to have the best reviews of you. What kind of reviews would your exes have of you?
Not good.
I don't know. you know like Jimmy Havoc, he would cut himself and threaten things. To kill himself.
Like, that's fucking...
If she left and shit.
That's manipulative. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, that guy needs help.
Yeah, that is.
Right? Like, he needs yeah. help. By the sounds right. of it, the last thing he needs is to be raked over to Kohl's on Twitter. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the first thing he needs is to go somewhere, which I think he is, and get some kind of help for whatever's going on with him.
How do you feel about that? I saw people who were saying, oh, they didn't even fire him. You know, they sent him for help. I actually was kind of on the other side of that. I was like, I'm glad they've sent him to get help.
Yeah. Now, WWE releasing Jack Gallagher is a completely different story. Yeah. Gallagher, because what he's accused of is actually, I think it is. You know what I mean? Like, have you heard the Jack Gallagher thing?
Gallagher. I think his was fucked up too. Man.
Yeah. I think he tried to force himself on somebody. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. A gentleman he was not.
Yeah.
It turns out.
What do you know? A wrestling gimmick that was not real. That was a little bit different. You know, you got Jimmy Havoc, who is known to have some sort of substance abuse, because with the whole supper at AEW and Excalibur knocked him out for being a fucking nuisance.
Jack Gallagher, being accused of assaulting a woman at a party in 2014 after she refused his advances. The woman alleges that Gallagher continued in an aggressive manner, followed her into a restroom, where she alleges he tore off her clothing. Another woman has come forward with a claim that Gallagher raped her friend, so...
Yeah.
But the other half we have to talk about with this shit is, like, the Matt Riddle thing, which we don't know. I don't know what's going on, but
I don't know either.
You know, his lawyer comes out and says, we have a record of legal yes. shit with this chick.
But,
and she has been harassing him, and she's fucking all this shit. So we've all fucking dated or fucked with some crazy bitch out there too. And I'm not saying she is that situation, but any chick who wants to bring you down right now, she doesn't have to have proof. Any woman right now could say, oh, fuck this guy, and you're done on Twitter. And you're done in society now. There's no proof of any of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but let me tell you something about Matt Riddle's lawyer. Have you seen what his things were printed on?
His things are what?
That press release, that release that he tweeted out for Matt Riddle.
Well, what about it?
It was printed on label paper. Sticker paper. It's not that... It doesn't seem that legit. So yeah, I don't know what to think. His lawyer doesn't seem like the most.
I was like, is it printed on ham? That's dope.
No, you can see the outlines of like stickers that you can peel off. And it's like, if this is your lawyer.
Oh boy. Riddle from the law offices of Riddle and Riddle, bro.
From the law offices of 420, bro.
Okay, but dude, again, no, with that, she alleges he grabbed her by the throat, which I guess that does obviously put it over the edge. But some of the shit's like, I was staying at his house and I felt like I owed him, or I felt like because of his position, I had to do it. So I did. That's a kind of a fucking gray area, dude.
That's a very, you know what I'm saying? Gray area. It's.
Did you say no? Did you, you know, if you just retrospectively think that you feel, you feel like you had to do it, so you did, that's fucking gray, man. There's a lot more sketchy shit there. So I don't know. The whole thing's a mess. You can, you know, I don't know what to say. You can't really prove any of this shit, though, either, can you?
No.
Doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter. Are you going to see any of these guys any fucking where again? No, probably not.
Well, Matt Riddle never got taken off of SmackDown this week. So,
well, that's why I'm thinking that that case is flimsy. It looks flimsy.
It seems like it might be. If they've got any kind of thing going on where there's actual documentation of, like, there being some kind of filing of a restraining order before, that makes sense.
He had to change his number 3 times, allegedly. You know, yeah,
so... I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to say that it's not true.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to accuse anybody. I'm not going to defend. I'm sure as hell not going to defend anybody.
No,
because I don't give a fuck. Because guess what? You ain't me.
No, I got no horse. You aren't my friend. Right.
Yeah, I defend my close friends, and that's about it. So
I defend my close friends. If I knew, if I was there, but like that's the only time that I would defend a friend of mine, is if that was the position. It's like, okay, no, I know this didn't happen, it was there. But yeah,
oh yeah, no, that's true. My best friend in the world, if you told me tomorrow that he, you know, abducted babies and fucking cooked them into stews and shit, I would say, yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy. What are we looking at? Do we have evidence of this? You know,
yeah.
I don't blindly defend anybody because I've seen a lot of crazy shit. You know, one of my close friends like killed a man and then, you know, killed himself and shit. Yeah, and that especially, before that, I always knew it, but that really drives home. It's like, yeah, you don't know anybody in this life. Really?
No.
Really?
No. No, you don't.
If tomorrow somebody said crazy shit about me, you know, and there was proof of it, you know, you wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you can't. I'm not surprised by anybody doing anything.
No.
It's a crazy world.
Everybody's fucking weird. We're just all weird in our own way.
My shit's freezing.
Your shit's freezing.
Yeah.
You chilly, Jim? You chilly?
No, I'm talking about my computer.
Yeah.
I am not chilly. It's been fucking hot here. Anyway,
it's hot here too. We got completely derailed by that. Really hot.
So I don't know what to say to anybody. You know, I guess the Velveteen Dream is back in there.
Yeah,
there's a ton of people. So
there is. Know. There's a lot of people. Way too many people in the name. Like, I can go through a list, but I've seen different lists, and I've seen lists that vary from other lists, and I don't know which list is real. And until there's an actual fucking like list, I don't want to name all the names. I just know there's a few that show up a lot of times, like Legero and others. Like,
I don't know. You know, obviously I know men are fucking terrible.
Oh, they're horrible.
You know, we have instincts of terribleness, but I really thought back on my life of like how I was to any woman that I've ever had, you know, a sexual encounter with.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think I've done anything out of line ever. I was like the nicest fucking dude ever. So I guess we're not all that way, you know, but I know that there's a lot of fucked up shit out there.
Yeah, no,
so you these can't ones help but raped, look at it. You know, but on the other hand, this is everywhere. This shit, one of my friends, she's a piercer, the best piercer probably in the world. But anyway, she runs a group where they expose this kind of shit in that business, because I guess it's huge in tattoo and piercing shops.
Yeah,
where these fucking dudes, these dudes are sexual predators, you know. And I think it's in everything, you know. It really is. It's not wrestling. It's wrestling. It's Hollywood. It's everywhere. It's every company. It's just one of those things, man.
Yeah, no,
that needs to be eradicated. 100%
correct. There's no reason this should be a thing in the wrestling business. There's no reason.
I know a lot of the motherfuckers who listen to this show, you know, they have daughters and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
you wouldn't want to have to send your daughter off to her profession and hope to God she's okay. You know what I mean? That's something you shouldn't have to do, especially if it's not like a dangerous profession or something along those lines, but she's going to be okay and away from predators. That's not cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So in the end, I guess like I don't really have an answer for anything, you know?
No, no, I don't think anybody's come to us for it's answers. It's a long
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a long explanation of all that, all that we've said on it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Matt Riddle still, you know, he came in to beat AJ Styles, not for the belt, which is dumb. I hate when they do that. So yeah. You beat the champion in a non-title match, then you get a shot. I don't want to see this match again. I already saw it.
The element of surprise is over. Now it's just a match.
I mean, Matt Riddle comes out. He challenges him to a match. You take the next 3 weeks or whatever the fuck it is to try and get me excited to see this match, which I will be excited, except you shit it away on a bullshit TV match already. So what's the point?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. I will say this. There's one name out of this whole thing that probably seems like the biggest piece of shit of all, and that's Dave Christ. He comes off looking like just pure shit under my shoe.
Yeah.
Just garbage. Human garbage.
There's a lot of fucked up accusations.
Yeah. Yeah, like him. But there's so many from other people.
Yeah.
Do you think this is just the tip of the iceberg? Do you think there's much more to come?
I thought we did this already in wrestling, did we not?
What do you mean?
Didn't this already happen? This same thing.
So. I don't think so.
Hmm.
Like you've maybe had it's so people, common
places.
You have it happen every now and then. Like Velveteen Dream was like 6-7 months ago. You know,
it came back.
But now it's back.
I think there's new stuff against
it. Yeah, there's more, yeah. So I don't know. I don't think this is over because like there's a lot of tweets that you see of girls that are in the business saying, you know, they're not ready to speak about it yet. And
also, can I just go to the other side of this argument and say that like I mourn for your sons that they are not gonna get to remember when it was okay to try to fuck chicks, man. You know?
Yeah. But I mean,
some of the accusations are that. Some of the accusations are really like, oh, he tried to fuck me one time. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? That's what we're doing. We have to convince women to try to fuck us. That's what we have to do.
Now, we just need to
play by the rules of the fucking game.
If she is a working for you or working under you, it's kind of a shitty thing because, you know, it's kind of a position of power. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
No, that's probably not good.
That's a little wacky, and that's like the Jim Cornette stuff.
Oh God, man! Right? We got to talk about that.
Yeah, we got to. So, like,
holy shit!
Joey Janela has become a favorite Twitter account. Joey Janela, if you go back to Joey Janela's Twitter, he's hinted at this throughout the last few months. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I saw some old tweets, but yeah.
Yeah, so like the old tweet was, let me see it here. Is it? He tweeted about him being a cuck and everything like that. And then he tweeted back and was like,
well, didn't we hear, remember like six, I don't know how long ago it was, where somebody had alluded to a tape, you know, that they did something on a tape and they've seen the tape on Cornette and shit.
No.
But that's all they
said. No, I've never
talked about it on here.
Did we?
Yeah, we talked about it on here.
Well, maybe I'm just...
Some guy who had a beef with Cornette, he said that he had...
He's
an old OVW guy, and he said, like, you sexually assaulted my friend, and I've seen the video or whatever.
It's ringing a bell now. It's ringing a bell now. I got you.
But dude, if like I said on Twitter, if you told me that I'm going to get to fuck Cornette's wife while he watches... I would think I won a contest or something.
Did I get chosen? A good contest to win. I don't find her attractive at all.
No, well, of course not. But and she's a fucking freak, so it'd probably be a fun time.
And then Cornette just looking on while he sips on fucking Diet Sprite and eats a Wendy's Baconator is just a little fucking creepy to me. You know, like what I want.
I would have him. I would have him wear the fucking the jacket and like get the racket and shit and like give me advice, you know, and like try to distract the ref.
Give me the t-shirt look. Look at me like that while I fuck.
Dude, I was like, to the young bloods who are listening to this show, it's like, fuck a girl early in your life if you're a young man. Fuck a girl that you wouldn't normally. Just, and if it's really good, it'll change your mind on everything in your whole life. You know, like once you fuck like a big ass broad or ugly broad and it's amazing, it changes your whole fucking thoughts. So maybe that chick is really fun to fuck, you know, even though she's not hot. She looks like a freak. She got a pierced pussy and shit. She does. She got a pierced fucking hood. So, I mean, that's probably, you know, some of the pictures that got leaked where she's, you know, got a completely fucking red ass and stuff. So, I mean, like, you could whip her and shit. I mean, that'd probably be a fun time with Cornette watching.
No, man.
Afterward. When you were done, you probably could fucking hang out and he would tell you old fucking wrestling stories.
That wouldn't be awkward
at all. If no one is going to fuck his wife, Jim, give me a call. I will come fuck your wife while you watch, bro.
From one Jim to another.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I know, Jim. I'm a fan, dude. But if they indeed, if they, all joking aside, I told you before, I was like, I'd make this funny. All joking aside, you know, if people, but they didn't force that on people. That shit where he alleges that she tried to ruin that guy's life because he stopped wanting to be involved with them, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that, you know, like, if you want to work for OVW, you got to, you know, that's, you shouldn't have to do that.
You know, well, yeah, you shouldn't have to fuck his whale looking wife to,
especially
like when, a fucking gothic,
yeah,
especially, she's a gothic whale, dude.
Especially when like that was one of the farm facilities for the WWE, you know, it's like, well, you know, you got a lot of people that want to do it and they'll do a lot of things to do it, you know.
Yeah,
okay. Whatever.
Yeah, it's
Jim Cornette's a freak,
it's fucked up.
Not shocked at all.
Yeah, give me a call. So that's fucked up. I mean, you can't do that shit. David Lagana again.
Yeah,
he's fired from WWE for sexual shit. I don't know what his was. I don't know any of them. There were so many. I saw a list of like 50 people.
Yeah.
So
Carmella was every...
probably.
Jeez.
Carmella's like.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus Christ. That was
not
fun.
To, you know, we're fucking horrible to people on here because it's a fun, you know, we're trying to have fun and be dicks and shit. But I thought the thing that people were doing to her was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And it's like a month after the whole bullying Kimura thing.
Nobody
bullying
learns.
Is terrible. And oh, you shouldn't bully people online. They run this chick into the ground. And I listened to the clip.
Yeah,
she like makes a joke about golden. She knows what golden showers are.
Yeah.
As do everybody.
Yeah.
She makes a joke, a shitty joke, because she's not funny.
Yeah.
And people just went off and like they're doing all this shit. And I just thought it was so fucked up, man. Like she didn't say that. If she said, oh, I love being fucking pissed on, you know, then yeah, let's discuss that. Let's have some fun with
that. Who cares if she likes getting pissed on? You know what I mean? Like, for people, like, because, like,
well,
it's nothing that if it doesn't bother me, why would I get upset?
Oh, no. But I'm saying, like, what we would have done in that case is if, like, a picture came out or something, we would laugh about it for a week. And then it would be gone, except for, like, here or there, randomly, we'd make a joke about it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Not just going, weird not going after attacking the person because she likes getting pissed on or pissing on somebody else. That's not none of my business.
Yeah, I don't think anyone actually listened to this thing because why would you listen to that god awful show? Why would you listen to those two fucking idiots?
They have their own show together. Like, that's what blew my mind. It's like, really? Corey Graves has two podcasts?
Yeah, they just live together and fuck all the time and talk about shit. I don't know. Even that minute and a half of that sounded like I couldn't even take that, but nonetheless, it was pretty bad. She didn't. She was just making a joke, and everyone went after her. I thought it was dumb.
Yeah.
And proof that that we've, in fact, as I've always said about mankind, it's a shitty view, but nothing learned, nothing gained.
Nope. You don't. Tragedy.
You always think tragedy is going to influence the future, and it never does. Have we learned anything from coronavirus? Fuck no.
No.
Definitely not here.
We have learned.
It's a political statement. It's a political statement in my country to wear a mask to protect other people from getting a disease. It's a political statement.
So, yeah, no. This side of the world is definitely not equipped like Japan or China. Who seem to be pretty good at this. Or New Zealand. Yeah, like, they done great. So,
I don't believe China. China, a bunch of fucking liars.
No, I don't mean like that. I just mean they know what to do in times like this because they get it all the time. They know you gotta wear a mask. They know this and that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean like we should... Yeah, the Chinese government did a good job. No, the Chinese people do a good job and wear masks. That's what I mean.
Yeah. That's the crazy thing, right? Japan... They have the courtesy to wear, way before this, if you have a cold, you wear a mask. Yeah. Not to protect yourself, but to protect other people.
Yeah.
And people just did that.
Yeah.
Because they're decent fucking people. And I guess here it's like, it's not. You wear a mask, you're a fucking libtard or something.
Yeah.
I wear a mask.
But it's fucking wild.
Conversely, I am a libtard. No, I don't know. My mask also has a fucking, you know, a goat head with a pentagram and tits. It covers my entire face but my eyes. Whatever. I don't know.
Fuck them.
I have a dystopian view of the world currently.
Well, you know what, man? It's a good time to have one.
It's like, you can't really blame me, right?
No, can't.
Remember when you'd watch those movies back in the day? You'd watch RoboCop or Total Recall or something. You're like, the future's not going to be... Well, no, Total Recall, the future is actually pretty well maintained. But you know what I'm saying? Like Mad Max and shit. You're like, wow, the future. There's no... How is the future going to end up sucking? Well, here we are.
Yep. Hey,
I'm going to buy some fucking leather assless chaps and put my hair in a mohawk. I'm going to turn my fucking police interceptor into a fucking dune buggy. I'm going to ride around on that fucker and steal fuel from people.
And the chaps are assless because?
Because it's fucking awesome and it's Mad Max.
Such as Jim going out with fucking little Jim just flying out.
All chaps are assless if you want to get down to it. So I'm basically just wearing, I'm just wearing fucking chaps. Naked on the bottom.
Just fucking stealing your fuel. Or, fuck yeah.
Or Tank Abbott. Actually, I'll probably go Tank Abbott WCW style. Where I'll wear a shirt, but I'll have holes over my nipples. If you haven't watched WCW, yes, that's what they did with Tank Abbott.
Yes, they did that three count, wasn't it? When he was with three count?
Yeah. This guy who beats the fuck out of people in UFC, who can't, he's no skill or anything. He's just a tough, drunk motherfucker. And you like, we'll sign him to pro wrestling, and what do we do with him? We make him three counts number one fan. And he wears a shirt with his holes over his nipples because I don't fucking know why.
Yeah, no, it's dazzling, isn't it?
Yeah. But on my chaps, when I'm rolling around on top of my fucking interceptor dune buggy, the chaps would be great because I can take shits just on the fly. Pisses too, because pisses will be deflected down by the chaps down toward my feet. You know, so I don't have to stop for shits. Just out there pirating fuel all day long. Would you die over this
fucking conversation?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing later today, man. What are you doing today?
How the fuck we got here? Oh man, I'm fucking ripped. Oh, I'm crying. I'm snotty.
I don't know what I'm doing. I just nonstop and going after it this whole time. Now it's become like an experiment. You know, I got to get some data out of this.
Extrapolation.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
That's fair, man.
Let's see. It's early Saturday right now. So when you listen to this on Monday, and I've predicted all of the chaos that's going to pop off to tonight, it's going down tonight, dude. And it's starting Tulsa. Serious. You know what's going on over here?
No.
Watch it go. I'm just saying. It's going to pop off. The whole thing's going to pop off.
What the? I'm so confused.
Trump has a rally there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're talking about like all the COVID shit that's going to be going on in a couple weeks stemming from it?
I think that tonight there's going to be probably fucking who knows what. I don't know. So that's why I'm getting ready. I'm saying I'm turning my police interceptor into a buggy. That's I already fair. Got a spotlight on it and shit. It's going to be perfect, dude.
Do you really have a spotlight on it?
Yeah.
Like the police spotlight?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's dope. Just yeah, fucking people. I'm shocked that it came with it.
Yeah. Got all kinds of shit. Got like red dome light in that motherfucker.
Yeah, you told me about that. That's something to fuck
I like
with.
To use that when I go to like Taco Bell late at night and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Just turn it on behind people. But yeah, what is going on down on the Federation?
Let's see, we are doing a double feature Raven double feature show where we talk about two matches from Raven's career, one of them being a tag match between Tommy Dreamer and Terry Funk against Raven Stevie Richards, and then the other being his Raven's rules match against Diamond Dallas Page in WCW Spring Stampede in 1998. So we'll be talking about that. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy. It'll be out on Monday.
Well, there you go. Check that shit out. If you like this show, you'll love that show. Our sister brother show.
Sister brother. Brother brother. Brother over brother.
Brother brother.
Brother.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there any? I don't really know what else there is to talk about. There's a bunch of other news.
Yeah,
I was
just gonna say, like the NXT Stalker returned.
The
NXT Stalker. Remember that guy that was throwing shit at the walls and stuff, and had to get shot by the police.
He
returned this week, and Dana Brooke and Lacey Evans had a confrontation with him as police came and got him.
What the fuck, man? Yeah. That guy needs to be committed.
Yeah, he does. He does.
How do you even get back to that? The police shot that motherfucker.
Right.
And how do you get back out when that's already happened? Like, if you're doing this crazy shit, lock this fucking guy up.
I mean, you'd think that would be an option, right? Whether you lock him up with four padded walls or you lock him up somewhere else.
You gotta put him somewhere, dude. I would say in a mental health facility. He's not. I wouldn't put him in jail. He needs to be in a mental health facility.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else you got? Mine is all just you know.
I don't really think there. I don't know of much else. The New Japan Lions project looks like New Japan did some secret shows in the States. With guys like Filthy Tom Lawler and stuff.
July?
Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be something to see what the LA Dojo's been up to.
Yeah, it'll be cool. there's that WWE lawsuit in Saudi Arabia, which is pretty fucking interesting. Shocking testimony from an anonymous former star.
Yeah, who do you think that is? Dude.
I don't know. It could be a variety of people. It could be anybody.
Yeah, it could. But could you think anybody. It's got to be somebody.
I'm not even
going to
speculate.
You got to think it's somebody that doesn't work there anymore, right?
No, it's a former employee. It's 100% they don't work there anymore.
And was there during the Saudi Arabia thing.
I mean, they fight. I guess people could probably try to narrow it down.
Yeah, you could pretty much well narrow it down, I would imagine, to being somebody. But, I mean, I don't want to speculate. I'm not going to speculate on who it would be, but it's one of those things where we've all known this. You know what I mean? And just waiting for somebody to come out. Now, the worst thing is the WWE usually make this shit disappear real fast. And I don't expect anything different. Yeah. I expect this to just disappear. We won't hear about it again.
Well, yeah, you won't hear about it again because the roaming Dune Bucky vigilantes will be taking over the news.
In their assless chaps, just pissing freely in the wind.
Yeah. Yes, dude. Pissing. You ever piss at 60 miles an hour, man?
That's freedom.
Liberating. But all of this stuff that... All the shit that this person says is exactly what we knew. We all knew. We reported on it at the time.
Yeah.
And let's face it, it's 100% what the fucking situation was. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Why do people still support this company?
I don't know.
If there was a place that sold, I was going to say chicken sandwiches, but there is a fucked up place that sells chicken sandwiches. Would you still go there? You know, if McDonald's did all this shit, would you still go there? I would, because their fucking sugar-free vanilla iced coffee is the shit.
I really like McDonald's fries, man. Like, I don't know if I found out McDonald's, because I'm pretty sure McDonald's probably is a piece of shit company. I'm sure they are.
I'll eat the fries though. Although they do, it seems like they. No, I don't know. It probably sucks.
They might. Who knows? They might be fantastic for all I know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Papa John's, notorious piece of shit. I've still ordered his pizza every now.
Well, they kicked him off the board. He's not part of it anymore.
Yeah, there you go. No, I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Papa John's is great. I worked at a Papa John's for. I think a year maybe.
I think Papa John's is actually pretty dope. I like that.
Have I ever talked about the Papa John's that I worked at?
I don't think so.
Because I feel like it's a fucked up place. A KFC with a chicken? Yeah, that was bad. Well, here's a Papa John's one for you, though.
Okay.
I worked at the Papa John's. I got fired at the Domino's, so then I just went over to Papa John's and applied. And I guess that I didn't make it clear that I was fired from Domino's, because later on he found out and he was like, dude, you got fired? I didn't know that when I hired you. Like, well, whatever, fuck you. Fuck your mother. But so this place would have like cocaine nights, man.
Really?
Where everybody would be doing cocaine all fucking night. Like really? The people working inside and shit. Yeah. There would be at meetings like, hey, dude, don't sell drugs at work, which don't do drugs, like, so do deals in the parking lot, which we did any fucking way. I remember sitting in that place like after it closed and partying until the sun came up and shit, and realizing like I still got to go out there and fucking sweep the floor because I haven't swept the floor. And we closed like 4 hours ago. You know, it was a fucking crazy place.
Wow.
To be clear, I did not do cocaine on cocaine nights.
Sure you did.
Because I'm fat and I fucking worry about my heart anyway. I was always never fucked with any of that upper shit because I'm like, people's hearts explode on that shit. I'm not going to put any extra on mine.
Stop everybody. Look at. Oh, shit. That was a wee. I saw that
Chris Farley death photo.
Is there a photo of that? I've never seen that before.
Chris Farley's dead body? Fuck yeah, there is. It's disturbing. Don't look at it. WWE SmackDown's urine segment violated Fox's standards and practices.
Aired on the East Coast,
did not air on the West Coast.
Then it's announced that people find out that Fox has standards and practices.
He didn't know. Is that what you're saying? He didn't know?
Yeah. Just didn't know.
They don't care. I guess they didn't think about it. They don't care. It's funny. Piss in the face.
Piss. Like legit piss in the face. Oh, the button didn't work, and then my mouse is not my weed.
Piss that's in your face.
I got my fat fingers, Jim. Jim, that was bad.
That's great. Two of me at once.
Two of me at once. Three Jims.
Three of me at once. Fucking glorious, man. Oh. What more could you ask for?
Yes, exactly. There's not much more you could ask for, honestly.
Yeah, I think we're fucking fucked. You know, I think we're done here.
I'm pretty stoned.
Yeah. I think this is it. I'm done. This is, I feel like a bad episode. If it is, don't tell me.
I will say a lot of the wind went out of my sails after I had that laughing fit. Now I'm just melancholy.
Are you just dead?
Just dead.
Yeah, maybe we pushed it too far today. You know, some are winners, some are losers, man. You're not going to have a...
I had fun. I had a lot
52
of fun.
Great episodes. That's all that matters. Exactly. I had fun, and I got some good laughs in, and that's the whole point, right?
It is. It is. That is nothing but the point.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. I feel like we're missing shit, but I don't know. I guess there's the pod shout-outs. Are we too, missing like, shit? I feel too lazy to do it.
I feel too lazy
to do it. We have a lot of podcast friends. They have a lot of shows. You should check them out.
You should know who they are.
Yeah. I'll tell you again next week who they are. I told you every week up till now. I'll tell you again next week.
And if you're new, then you're not part of the group.
You got to come back. That's the hook.
Yeah. There you go.
This is their first episode. You're not coming back, I'm sure.
God, no. This is their first episode.
You've listened to this for years. This could be your, like, 200th episode, and you might not come back.
Just enough.
And we say thank you for the good times, friends.
Let the good times roll. That's it.
You got anything else?
No. No.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you very much for listening to this stupidity, supporting the show, buying the shirts, donating on Patreon. Fuck, just even interacting on Twitter, shooting shit. So appreciate that. All the fucking great friends we made from this. We love you all. And until next week, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. Be excellent to each other.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around.